Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope that you are well. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm just so grateful to God, from whom all blessings flow, has allowed us to travel all the down and up and down the dangerous highways and the airways. Amen. I know y'all seen me a little bit this week, a little bit everywhere. Went to Texas and spent a little time there in Texas to be able to support a friend and colleague in her new role. And just grateful, you know, this world is big, you all, and there's a lot of things to see. There's a lot of in it. But we serve a God who's even bigger. Think about the God that we serve on this morning, who's able to put the birds in the air, who knows even the number of hairs as there are on your head. I know on my head that's not many hairs, amen. But nonetheless, they are there. And I'm just so grateful that he knows that much detail about me. That means I'm hurting, he knows I'm hurting. But I need something, he knows that I need it, amen. And I'm grateful. And we come in this place today to worship him in spirit and in truth. So I ask that you just don't sit down and do nothing, amen. That you thing on the loudspeaker, if you got an AirPlay to your TV or to your iPod or whatever the case may be, that you get and be a part of this wonderful worship as we go into this worship and praise service on this morning. Without any further, Sister Dominique, the service is now in your hands.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. It's such an honor and a privilege to be back with you all to serve and to lift up the name of a true and a living God. Hallelujah. How many of you came this morning just to give God the glory? So good to all of us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I came just to give God the glory. All the glory. All the glory. I came just to give God the glory. He has been so good to me. Oh, I came just to give God the glory. All the glory. All the glory. I came just to give God the glory. 'Cause he has been so good to me. I came just to give God the glory. All the glory. All the glory. I came just to give God the glory. He has been so good to me. So good, so good, so good. He has been so good, so good, so good. He has been so good to me. So I came just to give God the glory. All the glory, all the glory. I came just to give God the glory. He has been so good to me. Oh, so good, so good, so good. He has been so good, so good, so good.
Name of Jesus, oh, bless that wonderful name.
carried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed me forever. And one day he's coming back, a glorious day. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed me forever. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified, freed me forever. One day he's coming back, a glorious day. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. I promise him that I'll serve him till I die. Thank you. we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, angels bow before a mighty God we serve. Give your mighty God some praise. Lift your hands all week. Lift your hands and worship him. He's a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we
isn't it?
About that name, call him Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. I call him Jesus, my Jesus, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim that kings and kingdoms shall all about that name, call him Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Call him Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim that kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name, 'cause I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you, Lord. say that I love you more than anything. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
Just think. Reflect. All that he's done for you. All that he brought you. The dangers that you didn't even see. The things that you didn't know. How he continued to put his hand around you. He loved on you. He kept you. You, he blessed you. He opened up doors for you. He made a way out of no way. When others had ridiculed your name, when they had written you off, when you were rejected and didn't know what you were doing, he was there. He didn't forget you. It was all part of his plan. His plan to strengthen us, make us whole. And understand that he is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. So many times we want to lean to our own understanding. But he tells us not to lean into our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. He said that he would never leave or forsake us. But the songwriter wrote it like this, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. But you and I are more than conquerors. We are peculiar people. We are called out by his name. I just want to remind you on this morning that we wrestle not against blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. And he said that the enemy would come in one way, but that he would flee seven different. But late in the midnight hour, God can turn. And it can and will work in your favor. But one songwriter wrote it like this to say that weeping may endure for a night, but that joy comes in the morning. That the darkest part of the day is right before daylight. And to know that everything that you're going through on this day, this morning, this week, this time, it's for the trying of your faith to stretch you, to make you better, to make you stronger, to know and rely on your faith. For faith without works is dead. Not only must we also do the work, but we also must rely on him that gives us the power and the ability to do the work. And Lord, we thank you on this day. We honor you, Lord. I lay down my will to pick up yours. To know that you're the author and you're the finisher and the starter of my faith. Without you, I may as well not move at all. For it's in him I live, in him I move, in him I have my being. For we may as well not move at all unless we move in him. For we know that we walk in thy faith and not by sight. That I don't see, but when I take the step, Lord, I believe that, Lord, you will be there, Lord, that you will guide my footsteps so that I may not fall. For you even say in your word that a just man falls seven times. But what makes him just is that he knows he can get up. For it was by the pool of Bethesda, Lord, you told that man to take up his bed and walk, oh God. Lord, I ask that you build up that supreme confidence in your people on today. Build up that supreme confidence in you, Lord Jesus. And I know, Lord Jesus, that what have you able to start in us, Lord, that you're able to bring it into completion. And we honor you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. I ask that you help us for our unbelief. Lord, for there are times that we don't believe. There's times that we struggle. There's times that we are in fear. There are times, Lord, we just simply don't know what to do. But you said, Lord, you that when I was weak, then was I made strong. And Lord, I ask that you take that strength in us. Build it in us. And remind us, Lord, that it's not ours, but it's yours, Lord. For this battle is not given to the swift or to the strong, nor bread or wise, given to the wise. But that time and chance happened to them all. And Lord, I ask that you let us celebrate, Lord Jesus, those of our youth, Lord Jesus, our wives, our husbands, our children, oh God, that you've given us. For you said children are a gift from you. And Lord, we're grateful on this day. Well, we thank you for the wonderful praise and worship that's gone before us, oh God. And Sister Dominica just sung her heart out, oh God. Bless her and her baby, oh God, Lord Jesus. Her husband, oh God, her family, Lord Jesus. Let the Lord delivery be wonderful, oh God, and a memorable experience, oh God, as you bring that wonderful child into the earth. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord Jesus. And we love on you, Lord, and we praise you. Lord, we thank you for each and every member of the Safe House Church, Lord Jesus, that's here, oh God. We thank you for those who are aspiring to be with us, oh God. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you continue to do. Lord, I thank you for keeping me all on last week, all the traveling and things I do, oh God, and places I go that you've kept me, oh God. People you allow me to meet, Lord Jesus. Minds that have allowed to been changed, Lord. Those who had impression on me, oh God, in good ways. Lord, you're good. And the world is vast. And Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we love on you and we praise your name. And we give your name all the honor and all the praise, glory and the power, Lord. For it's yours and yours alone, Lord. And we honor you in this place on today. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. For we know this one thing and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Good morning, brothers and sisters of the Safe House Church. For God is good and he's worthy, worthy to be praised. And I am so grateful to be here on this morning, for God has just been so good to us. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And we're just so grateful to him from whom all blessings flow. Amen. I don't know what just happened there. Somehow we clicked off everybody, but hopefully they all still there. Said it ended the meeting. But y'all come on back in. Y'all, they know how to get back in there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hope that you are doing well, for God is good. He's been better than good. He's been so good to us. He's been better to us than we definitely have been to ourselves. And for that, I want to say I'm grateful. For that, I say I thank him. And for that, I'm just so happy and elated. Amen. For all that God has done and all that he continues to do for us, amen, as you all come back on in. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I think when I gave Sister Dominique control, for some reason, I didn't co-author her. I think I just made her the host. So when she hit off, she jumped everybody out. So that's my fault. So hopefully you all get right on back in here. You all know the way. Hallelujah. Let me make sure I mute everybody as they come on in and don't want anybody be exposed here. Okay, I think we're good now. Hallelujah. I'm just so grateful, grateful, grateful. Thank you for those who have been praying for me as we have traveled up and down the dangerous highways and we've gone. Amen. We had the opportunity this week. We went to Texas. I've been to Texas before. I've been a couple of times, in fact. But most of the time when I'm there, I'm just working, 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 working. And this time I got an opportunity to spend a little time. I took some time off. A colleague of mine, Dr. Tamika LeGrand, that we used to work together, amen, and I'm just so happy and proud and the things that God is doing for her in her life in that part, as we say, that part of the vineyard, that he's opened up a door for her to lead a higher institution of higher ed. So we went as a friend, amen, and a guest and a VIP guest. She took care of me, amen. And I'd never been to the Prairie View A&M University in the Prairie View, Texas. And yeah, that part of the country is different. I'm learning as I spend more and more time here in what they call the Deep South. that it is different. And, you know, I like it. I'll be honest. I do like it. You know, different is good. And it makes you expand. It makes you to look at things a little bit differently. And then it causes you, for me, it just more resonates with me that how fast this world is. Just even just in the United States, so many of us have not seen most of it. And I'm grateful that God has given me the opportunity to do so. And I know and I understand that. So I do also try to share as much of that experience with others as possible, because I know I am blessed and I know God has opened many doors for me. And to whom much is given, much is required. And I believe, and I can't speak to you, but part of my journey is to share my journey. I live a life of transparency. And I know that gets me some ridicule sometimes, and sometimes that gets me, you know, being labeled as being arrogant and being this and being that. But, you know, when you know what God has called you to do, you get to a point in your life that you don't worry about the what we call the chatter or the noise. You know, I know what I'm doing. I know what God has called me. And part of my life is for others to be inspired, because I live an inspired life. I take in, and we talked about what inspired means. I take in that which is around me, and I exhale, amen, hopefully God's goodness and his grace. And I'm saying that I've always got it right, and I've always gotten made it perfect. But nonetheless, I do what I know to do, and I rely on God for the rest. So next Sunday is Easter Sunday. We will be in the building. Woohoo! Easter Sunday, or I guess more politically correct now, they call it Resurrection Sunday. Well, whatever you call it, I know that Jesus rose, and I'm grateful that he rose, and we use this as a time of celebration. So we will be there at the Simpkins Elementary School Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday, starting at 9 a.m. And we look forward to you being there. And also have some other exciting news that we will be there again through next Easter. Amen. Our contract was approved. Amen. And we're just waiting. We have the resources. Thank you for those who, you know, tithe and offering, who support this ministry. What we do is supported by you. This wonderful camera equipment we have, the Zoom subscriptions, and all this stuff costs money. And those monies that you all give that support this ministry, you all know I'm very transparent about what we do here. They go to support this ministry, and we put it in there. So now we have the money to go make our rent payment. Amen. And so we look forward to still worshiping at the elementary school. Last time we was there was almost standing room only. And, you know, I look forward to just being in that space with you again on Easter Sunday. Hallelujah, for God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And then also at that meeting or that service, I will reveal our schedule for the next year. Amen. This time, you know, as you all know, I did a lot of transition last year, and we set our schedule a year in advance, and for the most part, we stayed to it, but there were some changes, and of course, you know, weather. Thank God we didn't really have any weather-related changes, but there also will be changes. So I want to make sure that we are clear on that, and we'll be able to give you that, and then you can post it on your refrigerator, send it to you electronically, however you decide that you want to keep it. So we're grateful for you. Thank you for also helping me with the Bible study on this week. I had something come up and I was stuck and I could not get there, and I pushed the time, and then the time got pushed again, and it just got to a point I just could not do it. And so thank you for your understanding on that as we kind of finish up the book of Exodus. We're at the point now they've gotten the Ten Commandments at this point, and now they still moving on towards the Promised Land. Amen. I don't think we have any birthdays. I did not get to see Sister Webb. She had something going on. I had something I had to be at, and we missed each other. Normally, when I get to Houston, I at least get to put my eyes on our friend, amen, but we didn't get to do that. But we did speak one or two times, but we didn't get to connect with her and Brother Chester, amen. But we're grateful. We're grateful, for God is good and he's worthy to be praised. I don't think we have any birthdays that I know of. If I do, I know you all will put that in the chat and help me out. Amen. Make sure I got my all my chat stuff up here, so I'll make sure I'm not missing anybody. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sister Dolores. We appreciate you always being here, being a part of the Safe House Church. For God is just so good to us, and He's been better to us than we have been to ourselves. I want to also give honor to First Lady Felicia Ely. Amen. I'm just so grateful to have her as a part of my life. My life would be vastly different if she was not there, the mother of my children. Amen. The only mother of my children. Amen. Amen. And I'm just grateful that God blessed me with her. Amen. And we continue, as they say, doing life together. Hallelujah. And I'm just grateful to God for all whom all blessings flow. For the many of you that He's blessed in the doors that He's opened and ways He has kept you. So on today, I want to go to you with the finale. I know y'all are like, yes, Pastor, he's finally out of this series. I don't know. Well, maybe you was loving this series and you said, I've learned so much through this series and been so blessed through this series that I just want to continue to hear this as we've been talking about more than Sunday ties. More than Sunday ties, T-I-E-S, ties, more than Sunday ties. And today is part four of that. And then we really have preached this, six times now. But we've given you and revealed a little bit more to you each and every time that we've been able to expound upon this. So today will be no different. We're going to expound a little bit more on this on today. I pray that you there in the Carolinas, that you're taking care of yourself. I know the weather has been up and down. It's been hot and it's been cold. And I know the pollen is out, and I know some people are just fighting through that, but just know that God has you, and He's going to take you through that, and make sure you're taking your medicines or whatever it is that you take to make sure that you're well. Make sure you don't play hero with the weather, that you're taking care of yourself, that you're bundling up, amen, because people are still getting sick. COVID is still out there. There's the flu out there. There's all these things that are there. But nonetheless, God is good, and we just ask Him to continue to keep us and protect us, amen, as we go forward. All right. If this is your first time at the Safe House Church, I want to welcome you to the Safe House Church of Greensboro, North Carolina. My name is Dr. Peter Ely, and I have the privilege of working up to serve as pastor here at the Safe House Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. But we work out three pillars that believe God has called us to. That's discipleship, empowerment, and accountability. Discipleship, we're going to teach you God's word. We're going to walk with you. We're going to talk with you. Empowerment, we're going to empower you to do what God has already called you to do. Then accountability, we're going to hold you accountable for that which He's put in your hand. Amen. So therefore, we call it DEA, for God has just been so good to us. And then when we teach from the framework of content, context, and revelation. That content, that the Bible is the content, the infallible word of God, those 66 books. Amen. Then the context is my job to give you context, to give you background, what's going on, how it's going on, who's this, what's the political climate, etc., etc. And then revelation comes from God. I can't give you that. I can show you some things, but, you know, until God reveals some things to you. This is why it's essential that we believe with everything in us that you must have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is that interpreter, is that comforter, is that one so that I can read this scripture and somebody else gets something different. And then you can read the scripture, but all of us walk away blessed. Now, I can preach this sermon on this morning. One person hear one thing and somebody else hears something else. Amen. We all be blessed. So we're grateful for that. Also, I want you to be able to get an opportunity. Go subscribe to our YouTube page. Amen. Our YouTube is out there. It's been out there. And we have probably well over, I want to say, 200 or 300 videos of former sermons that out there. We record every one of our sermons and they automatically upload to YouTube. Also, go to our podcast. If you're a podcaster, that we have over 800 episodes there on the podcast every Sunday morning. So if you missed any of this series or you just want to start over or you just want to relive the experience, you can go out to our podcast. Watch this 100% free of charge. Amen. But that's what we store, man. Our podcast is Gospel professor.podbean.com. Again, that's gospelprofessor.podbean.com. Or you can just go to the church website, safehousechurchgso.com. Again, that's safehousechurchgso.com. And you'll find the videos and the podcast there. All right, so enough of me throwing commercials, amen. And I was just grateful. As I was riding down in Texas on yesterday, and I drove by the Lakewood Church. Y'all, that thing is massive. I know I've always heard it was a basketball arena. But, you know, when you see that thing in person, sitting off the highway, I think it was on Highway 610. They have so many highways out there. And I was like, man, that's got to be the biggest church I've ever seen in my life. And there was a lot of big churches out there. But I do believe that one was the biggest. Amen. So I thought I would just say that. But thank you for your prayers and giving me the opportunity to be away, and those who conducted prayer on those 2 days while I was away. We're grateful for that. All right, I want you to turn with me to the book of Matthew. We want to go to the book of Matthew, chapter number 1. So Matthew is the first book in the New Testament, and this chapter 1 is the very, very first page after that. What you're going to find in the beginning of that, you're going to see the genealogy of Jesus Christ, and it talks about, because there was prophesied that Jesus Christ would come down through 42 generations. So what the Bible does here in the beginning of Matthew is that it lists those 42 generations and how this one we got this and how that one we got that, but we're not going to start there. I want you to scroll all the way down, or I want you to flip all the way down, or take your finger and just glide it all the way down to verse number 18. Mm-hmm. Matthew, verse number 18. I'm sure I have it here. There we go. Matthew, we want to go to Matthew, the first chapter, verse number 18 and 25. And just pray that the Lord uses me and says what he has to say to his church on this morning. We want to go to Matthew, chapter number 1, verses 18 through 25. Now that you've had the opportunity to get there, let's see if we can change it and put it here on the screen for you. All right, there you go. So those who don't have that, you can watch there on the screen. Let me see if I can get you a little zoom. That might be too much. All right, I think that works. Okay. And it says this. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. Mm-hmm. Then he goes on and says, but while he thought on these things, he's reflecting. Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they should call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and his name is, say it with me, Jesus. His name is Jesus. If I was to use for a subject on this morning, y'all know my subject, where we've been the last couple of weeks, is More Than Sunday Ties, Part 4, the finale. More Than Sunday Ties, Part 4, the finale. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, and the Father, Lord, we come to you this morning, Lord. We want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you for how you washed up and you kept us throughout the whole night. You allowed no hurt, harm, or danger to come to us in any form or fashion. Lord, you blessed us and you kept us, oh, God. You loved on us, God. You strengthened us, oh, God, Lord. And we just honor you, Lord, in this place and in this space to know that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are our provider, Lord, that you're Jehovah Nisi, Lord, that you reign in victory, oh, God. You're the Elohim, El Shaddai, lily of the valley and bright and morning star. And we just honor you in this place. And in this space, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, and we love you all our heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit to know that you are God and that you're God alone, and besides you, there is no other. And we ask you to do all these things to others in the powerful name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Let the church say amen. So as you know, we've been going through this series called More Than Sunday Tithes, and I've been really emphasizing here several different things I believe God has given me to share with you during this time period. We talked about the tithes being an acronym, meaning that it was initially stands for something, and we talked about the T standing for tutoring or disciple, and we started out in Matthew where Jesus was walking by, amen, and those guys were not catching any fish, and he said, come follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men, where he started to bring them into terms of discipleship. Then we talked about the I being inspire, that when we inspire, that what we do is we really take in, we suck in air, we inspire about the things all around us, but the difference between you and I and believers and non-believers is that when we inspire, that God has an eternal filter inside of us called his Holy Ghost, so that when we release, then we only release his goodness, we only release his grace, we only release his power, we only release his love, so that what those who are around us are now affected in a positive way, because now they're not just inspiring anything because they don't have nothing to filter the junk that comes into them. Are y'all with me? Amen. So then we talked about on last week, we talked about what it was to expose and exposure and giving exposure to certain things. And when you see certain things, then you have the opportunity to understand a little bit better and believe and say, okay, what can I do? And what's the possibilities? Amen. I saw even on this week, as I went down, I was exposed to Texas. I was exposed to this campus. I didn't know things even look like this in certain parts of the country. But exposure is important. Why? Because exposure allows you to expand the dream. See, you know, we have this saying that said they can be what they see. Amen. And for some of us, that we need to be able to see certain things to build our confidence in God, to build our confidence in what God has already done in us, that what is going before us is indeed possible. Amen. And I'm just so grateful to him. So on today, I want to go to this last part. And this S, and I believe this S wraps it all together, that this S part is so important. And it's simple. And it's one word. And this one word I want to give you on today is support. The S stands for support. Let's talk about support here for a moment. We're going to talk today about support. So as I think about the definition of support, the definition of support simply means one thing. It means to bear some or all of a thing. The word support means to bear some or all of a thing. When I think about things in terms of support, I'm looking for somebody to help me along the way. In some cases, maybe it might be appropriate for them to do all of it. But in most of the cases, when we're working with support, we're looking for them to do some of it or a portion of it. And being supported as we tutor and we inspire and we expand, support is critical. There's some who can do these kind of things, and then there's some who do this, and there's some who can support this way, and there's some that can support that way. There's various kinds of support, but nonetheless, support is critical. Without support, the tutoring doesn't happen. Without support, the expansion doesn't happen. Without support, being inspired, the time to do it doesn't happen. So here I want to talk about support. Now, you think about the story that we read here. We read a small, short story, and this is the story of Joseph. I know so many times that Joseph and Mary and Jesus is born. And it's so many times we focus on the big things. But I look at this, and sometimes God just has me in a way that I look at things a little differently than other people. I know maybe I'm just cut from a different cloth, or not a different cloth, but another side of the cloth. And I want to look at the small things and the things that inspire me, because sometimes maybe I even feel that maybe this is me. You know, sometimes you feel maybe overlooked, and sometimes you feel belittled. And you say, what about me? And I think we all at that point, and we all find ourselves at some point in time say, Lord, this is good, but what about me? And we're reminded by the prodigal son that his son, he tells his son that, yes, even though the son was gone, but you had access to all these things all along. You had all these things, so you should celebrate when the son comes home. When we look at this here, and I read this passage of scripture, this scripture here was giving Joseph some distinct instructions. I know most have read this scripture as thing of just the thing that Jesus was being born, and this is the prophecy coming forth, and Mary. So now you think about it, when in times of the pregnancy, I remember all the focus was on my wife. Come on, somebody. When my wife was pregnant with our children, she did a beautiful job of carrying those babies, but the focus was on her. It was about making sure she got to the doctor. It was about making sure she got the proper nutrition. It was about making sure that her bags were packed and this was going on and all these things were. And all this was rightfully so, because number one, she was carrying another life form inside of her. In fact, she was putting her own life at risk. Amen. That if something would go wrong, he could also not only take our child's life, but also could have taken her life. So rightfully so, all these things. But even in all of this, there was somebody there who was supporting. See, I think sometimes we overlook the small things that are, why they're not, you know, shown and put on Broadway, but support matters. The truth of the matter is, if the people of the Safe House Church did not give tithe and offering to support this ministry, that we would have been closed our doors a long time ago. If it was true, the truth of the matter is, if you all were not praying for me, I may have given up a long time ago. The truth of the matter is that all these things, there's someone to support. Even my secular job that I get to do, I have a supporting wife. Support is not to be underestimated. In fact, one of the things I'm finding is that before you start anything, you should find a good support system. When you think about in terms of a tree, when you think about a tree, as tall as the tree goes up, they say, is as far as the roots go down. Because what? No matter how tall the tree gets, if the root system is faulty, then the tree is bound to fall down once a little trouble comes along this way. Come on, somebody. So we find here that Joseph and Mary were what? Engaged and ready to get married. And now the angel of the Lord comes down and tells Joseph, hey, look, Mary's pregnant. And like any decent man want to be, he thinking, look, hey, it ain't mine. So if it ain't mine, why would I want to marry her? Why would I want to take care and support her through this for another child that may not even be mine? Well, ain't no mate. He knew it was not his, because he hadn't been with her. Because the Bible distinctly tells us that Mary was what? A virgin. Now, I can speak from a man point of view here for a minute. Every man wants, you know, if they want children, they want children. And they don't necessarily want to take care of a bunch of other people's children. Don't mean that they won't, because that's being a good support. Because they love you enough to love your children. You should be grateful for that. But the average man I can speak on necessarily don't want to be taking care of somebody else's child, because that child comes with this thing called responsibility. And once I take on that responsibility, no ifs, ands, and buts about it, you can say what you want, whether I'm the biological father or not, I am the father. The courts say I'm the father. My wallet would say I'm the father. Everything that I do in relation to my house, to my spouse, if that was her child and now I marry her, I am the father. Now, some people put this stepfather thing in front of it, and I don't know where that came from. It's definitely, I don't think it's biblical. It's something we do to make people feel good, I guess, or to put some distinction. But there is no distinction in my mind. You are the father. Because if that was the case, then you need to put a step father in front of my name when I pay the bills, and a stepfather when I go chastising, a stepfather when I advocate and put my thing on the line, because I will protect my child just like I would any of the other ones. So here Joseph finds himself in a place of support. Because here's Joseph. Joseph then found out, now hold up, is Mary a woman of the night? And if Mary is a woman of the night, then I may want to hold, thank you for showing me this, so I can put her away, so I can walk away from this. While I still have my dignity, because this would be embarrassing to me to be walking here with this woman, she pregnant, and I know in the back of my mind it's not mine. And I know because of who I am and who God has made me to be, that I'm going to do everything I can to protect Mary and this baby. This is why it's important that you notice here. What happened? The Bible said they sit down and put Joseph in a sleep. And they spoke to him in sleep and showed him, hey, look, I know what you're going through and I know how you feel. But check this out. You have been chosen of the Lord to do such a task. My hand, I salute all fathers who do that. Who father children that they didn't father. It's not an easy thing. I guarantee you that. I don't have to be one to know it's not easy. And the same for mothers, amen. But we're talking about Joseph right now. So now Joseph finds himself in a position of support. In fact, he makes some very critical decisions. Number one, he says that what? I'm not going to embarrass her. Support says that I take on the embarrassment for you sometimes, because I'm going to cover you. So what does he do? He said he went on and he married her. He covered her. The Bible said he was a just man. He didn't make her a public spectacle. He didn't put her all over Facebook and Instagram and tweet her and all this stuff that she didn't have. She got another man's baby. In fact, why, this is not even another man's baby. It's a baby of the Holy Ghost. So the Holy Ghost comes in and tells him, hey, look, I need you in this supporting role. And Joseph answers the call. And he reminds Joseph of the goodness of God. He reminds Joseph that this is a God thing. This is not about you, Joseph, but he needs you in the supporting role. So I need you to play your part. And your part is I need you to support. Because what she is about to birth is Emmanuel, God with us. That what she's about to birth is about to be named Jesus. And watch this. And you are not allowed to touch her. Even though marriage rights, he had the right to do it. So think about it. Mary has a baby before Joseph even consummates their marriage. Look at the last verse of that. That takes some support. He had to decide within himself that, look, I'm going to wait. And we all know, we all adults here, that people have sex throughout the whole pregnancy. In fact, they encourage it in most cases. In fact, it probably the frequency of it may even go up because of the hormones going crazy or whatever the case may be. But they were told not to touch her. Why? Because he was a man and they didn't want anything to defile that. Not that he was a bad man, because he definitely wasn't. But what that was, what it was holy. And we know anything that's holy, God is what shown separation for that. When Moses went up to the mountain, he told him, take off your shoes, for what you all are on is holy ground. When we talk about when they go in, they go into the Day of Atonement and they go in and ask for forgiveness. And what? There's always a separation between that is holy and unholy. So he was not allowed to touch her until she had the baby. We're talking about support. So Joseph here is being a very, not only loving, but supporting spouse, because he's what? He's carrying the weight of this thing for Mary. Even though Mary is carrying the baby, he's carrying the rest of it. And to be in support means that what? Either I'm going to carry it all, or I'm going to carry some, but I'm going to do something in this piece to help you go forward in that. Now that we know how we are connected to this biblically, I want to give you some practical advice on today that I believe God has given me to share with you on this subject. Number one, to be a support, number one, you must have capacity. See, everybody can't support you because they don't have the capacity to do so. They may want to, they may be nice people, and they may want to do things, but if you don't have the capacity to support, you may end up causing more harm than good. See, Joseph was a just man, and for Joseph to be able to serve in this particular capacity, he had to be a righteous and just man. He had the capacity to do it. Because he knew that he wouldn't put her out there. If he said it was of the Holy Ghost, okay, fine. Let me step up and do my part and take care of our child. Capacity. See, sometimes we're asking people to do things that they don't have the capacity to do. It's like you asking somebody to go buy you a new car when you know they don't even have a car. When you're asking people to do things that they don't even, can't even do for themselves, not alone do for you. Capacity. See, some of us, and I've heard it say like this, that we're looking for others to pour into us when you are a 5-gallon bucket and they are jug. All day long, I can take that 5-gallon bucket and fill a gallon jug up. But I cannot take a jug, one jug, and fill up that 5-gallon bucket. Excuse me. A little hiccups this morning. So you got to be careful. Those who support you, can they actually support you? Because what we find, sometimes we may be asking people to support us and help us who just do not have the capacity or the ability to do so. And then we feel some kind of way. Well, I'm here to tell you, don't feel some kind of way. You're asking them to do something that they're not able to do. So understand and know who you're working with. And do they have the capacity to do so? Now, capacity can be stretched and it can grow. But what about in that particular season in your life? Do they have that capacity? So you can't get mad with them because they can't give you something that they just don't have. This is why I believe the Bible says, like he said, in marriage, he says, don't be unequally yoked. Ooh, I know I got some toes there. Don't be unequally yoked. What do you mean by that? What do you mean, don't be unequally yoked? Simply means this. If I'm a 5-gallon bucket, I need my spouse to be a 5-gallon bucket. That is why. I can support her. She can support me. I can give to her. She can give to me. And some of us who have married, doesn't mean that God can't change the situation, but you asking them to give you something they just don't have. They've given you all that they have in terms of support. Because support is built on, number one, capacity. Can I keep going? All right, so the next thing I want to talk to you about, support is also built on availability. Not only can I support you, will I make myself available to you to support? Did y'all get me? Will I be available? Some of us may have the capacity, but we don't want to be present. You got to want to be there. See, Joseph made himself available. Once the angel came down, we knew that Joseph was a just man, so we knew he had capacity. But then when the angel came down and told him, Joseph, you need to marry this girl and not put her out there, he made himself available. And I'm sure that many times throughout this story that we are not going to see, that's not written in the Bible, that Joseph had made himself available to his family and Jesus and his brothers that were to come and so on and so on. Availability is critical. Not only can I do it, but will I do it? Not only can I do it, but will I make myself available to you in such a way that I am accessible to you when you need me? Availability for some means accessibility. Can I have access? See, I have some people who have been mentors who have made themselves, you know, they have the capacity to give to me and help me in a lot of ways. But you watch this. They don't have the availability to me, though. I call and they're busy. I text and maybe they don't text back. Not that they don't have the capacity. Yes, I know I'm talking to them because I know they have the capacity. But they've been clear in their actions that they don't have the availability to me. See, support means also, can I be available to you? See, it's one thing for me to know that you can do it, but it's another thing for me to be able to get access to you to ask you, can you do it? You know, it's like, I get on the phone, hey, honey, can you go do this, this, and this? I know she has the capacity to do it when I call my wife or when they call her. But sometimes she might be like, well, baby, I got this plan, or I got to go take mama here, or I got to do this with the children or whatever. She may not have the availability. So when you're looking for support, not only look for capacity, but look for what? Availability. Yes, I can do it, but will I be able to do it? Think about that for a moment. And the last piece I want to leave with you here on today as we go in this finale is sensitivity. See, this part has an emotional part to it. And the sensitivity ties this all together. What I mean by this is, not only does he have the ability to do it, because he has capacity, and he also has availability that he's making himself available to do it. Watch this. To support and support well, we must know when to support, how to support, and how long to support, and at what intensity to support. So what does sensitivity mean? Sensitivity simply means that I am being sensitive to that which I'm supporting. If the ministry is in need of more finances, then I'll give more because I'm being sensitive than I normally would give. If the pastor's sick and I see he's struggling, then maybe I do more of this and I step up, pastor, I can teach this week, or pastor, we can do this. I'm being more sensitive because I'm being in support. Now, I have the capacity to teach. I have the availability, and now he needs me. So now what? I'm being sensitive to the call of God. Joseph was what? Sensitive to Mary. He sensed that the first thing she was thinking was she was going to be a public shame, and he didn't let that happen. Mm-hmm. That she was going to be ridiculed in the market by all her friends. That Mary is a woman of the night. He didn't let that happen. He supported her. He treated Jesus as if he was his own child. And for all practical purposes, for me, he was. He just was not born of him. Because being a man ain't about fathering a child. Being a man is, can you stay there and raise that child? Protect that child. Love on that child. Support that spouse. Anybody can make babies. In fact, they make babies in labs. I know that's sad, but they do. There's laws being fought about that right now. They literally used to, the running joke we used to call test tube babies. There are people who are literally test tube babies walking around here right now. So it's not about just creating a child. That's just, I have the capacity to do it. Does she have the availability to conceive which what I'm giving? And am I being sensitive to her fertile moments where that can be taken and fertilized and now something starts to grow? I'm supporting. So think about these three things when you think about things in terms of support. If you are supporting somebody, ask yourself, number one, do I have the capacity to support them? Talking about discipleship, y'all. Number two, do I have the availability? Because if you got a new person in Christ, sometime they're going to need you, and it's going to sound like dumb stuff to you. But it's not. Why? Because what they're struggling with is what they're struggling with. They're a new babe in Christ. When I thought as a child, I understood as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. So as they grow and they walk by faith and they understand in God and they're going forward, then you cannot just, you know, they cannot just give them any and everything. They're going to call you about stuff. I remember we used to, some people, I ain't going to say they made fun of it, but it was something that said, well, I had to call my pastor to see what I got to eat. No, I'm going to tell you quickly. You make the choice of what you eat. God doesn't care about that. He gave us some rules on our diet. And as long as you follow those, go for it. Well, pastor, can I have sex with my wife? No, that's your marriage. Now, I know this stuff, we might laugh about it, but there are people who do this. Talking about availability. Mm-hmm. So then we go forward. Watch this. Then we're talking about the sensitivity, right? Being sensitive. We're talking about being sensitive to the Spirit. See, sensitivity is important when you're thinking about supporting. I think about it in terms of this week I rented a car. I rented a Subaru, which wasn't bad, by the way. It was great on gas. They gave me this Subaru. And as I drove this Subaru, it had all kinds of sensors on it. The sensors are what? To detect things, and when things are going in a certain direction, the sensor would tell the computer that, and the computer has the capacity to adjust how the engine was running or how the car was performing based on the feedback from the sensors. What are you saying, Pastor? Sensitivity is critical for you to be a good support. That engine only runs at optimal speed or optimal efficiency based on the sensors, because they understand that they are in an environment with ever-changing conditions. There were sometimes I was on the highway, I can go 60 to 70 miles per hour. Then there were sometimes I was in bumper-to-bumper traffic moving less than 5 miles an hour. For that engine to run efficiently, that car always was taking feedback. How fast are we going? Are we going fast? Do I need to dump more fuel into the engine piston so that it can pump and it can go faster? Or do I need to conserve energy because we're not moving right now and there's no need for me to put a whole bunch of gas in here to run this when I don't need the power to go forward? We call that being efficient. How efficient are you in your support? See, some of us stop supporting because we're not efficient, right? You know, we gave, and we gave out. And by the time that somebody really needs us, we are doing what we call burnt out. We say, I'm burned out. Burned out simply means that you gave more than you had to give. Remember the Bible says this, that you know, say that my cup runneth over. Say, God, fill my cup, that my cup runneth over. And we talk about running over and overflow. See, you don't give from your cup. You give from your overflow. What I mean by your overflow, that capacity, that extra. You know the areas of your life that you have extra. And I'm not talking about finance. Some of you have extra time that you can donate and do things and help others. Some of you have that sensitivity in prayer. They say, oh, I need to pray for sister such and such today. I need to pray for sister Haywood today. Or I need to pray for sister Pam today or sister Ely or whatever. I sense something. Mm-hmm. Some of you have this capacity. Look, whatever you need me to do, I'm able to do. Just call me on these days. Are y'all with me? So we're talking about support. Joseph was of a great support to Mary. Remember, the Bible goes on and tells us how they were looking for a place for her to have this baby. They were going from end to end, and they ended up where? In a barn, in a manger, where the Prince of Kings, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords was born. Mm-hmm. In the humble beginnings that he arise to be the king and is the king and is was and is to come, who also gave his life that you and I might have the right to that tree of life. Mm-hmm. Grateful. So think about support today. What do you do in terms of support? Look at your capacity. What is it that I can do that I bring to the table? Look at it. What is my availability? Can I make myself available in that capacity? And with that availability, are you working in sensitivity to say, okay, this is how intense this needs to be. I need to support this way. Even though I can do this, I'm going to do that. Even though I have the capacity to do this, but I'm going to do that part. Are you doing that? Support. So as a recap to this series, and I'm done. Sunday ties. It's more than Sunday ties. That what do we do? We are tutors in the space. Yes, we are. Team. We are inspired in the space. We take it in and we leave it for somebody else to inspire to it. We are exposed to different things to show us the capacity and the unlimitedness of God, our Father. Mm-hmm. And then lastly on today, we talked about the support that ties all these things together. Capacity, availability, and sensitivity. As we end this series on today, our finale, I want you to know, I want you to really have taken this seriously. Not that I don't think you have, but really take time, reflect. Lord, where am I in this? We all fall in here somewhere. Lord, where am I? How am I tutoring in this space? Lord, how am I inspiring? What are you expanding me and exploring me and giving me exploration to do and exposing me? And Lord, what about, Lord Jesus, the support? Lord, who supported me as well as who am I supporting? So a lot of us want support, but we don't support nobody else. And it didn't work that way. The Bible talks about seed time and harvest. If you sow bountifully, then you shall reap bountifully. And those who sow little will receive little. And know that. God bless you. I love you. Remember, you can go get this on the podcast. Amen. And we will make it available to you on the podcast that you're able to go out there and get this. And relive and relearn and rehear these messages over and over again. Just go to our church website to do so. So at this time, that's the end of this series. And I hope that it's been a tremendous blessing. And on Sunday, next Sunday, we will be there for the Easter celebration. Amen. And we look forward to you being there live and in person. And those who watch us by way of the internet, I apologize in advance that we would not be on Facebook on next week. It's just where we are does not allow our internet to be there. But you feel free that you can get on our Zoom. Our Zoom will be there, and we will have our Zoom, and I'll put a Zoom link, and you can click in, and we'll let you in, and you can watch it on the Zoom. We can do our Zoom, but we're not allowed to do our Facebook and our social media on broadcast from the school. All right? So with that being said, God bless you all. I love you all. And if this has been a blessing to you, I'm going to ask that you support us financially. Here at the Safe House Church, we are a church who operates solely off the donations here of its listeners and its viewers and its members. If God is so inclined on you, I ask that you be a blessing to us here at the Safe House Church. You can give to us in five different ways. Number one, you can just go to safehousechurchgso.com/give and do the traditional PayPal, safehousechurchgso.com/give. Or you can do Zelle at offering@safehousechurchgso.com. Again, that's offering@safehousechurchgso.com. Or you can do the Cash App, preferred method, which is the $ Safe House Church GSO. And you'll notice that you'll see the little SH there. Again, it's Safe House Church GSO, $ Safe House Church GSO. Or the last bit, you can do write us a check on money order to Find the Fish Ministries, P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. Again, that's Finding Fish Ministries, P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. All right. Thank you for your support. All right. And we thank you. And this has been a wonderful day. Amen. And I hope that you walk away with something to know that this is more than Sunday ties, that this is something that we live every single day of our life. Please be reminded we will have our Bible study on Wednesday night. That is definitely our intention to move forward in our Bible study. Also, know that I'm on prayer. We'll have our prayer on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just click in on the live Zoom and we'll be there and we will be praying. God bless you all. I love you all. You all take care. Have a wonderful, wonderful day and the rest of the week, and continue to walk in this and chew on this and know that you are a support. You are a support. God bless you all. I love you all in the Lord's will. We'll see you all in Greensboro, North Carolina at the Simpkins Elementary School on next week. Take care. Love you. Bye-bye.